Shine FM Parenting Moments every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder at Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Got your shopping done?
Yes.
Good you? For you. No, it's not even near Christmas yet. No, it's coming. It's coming. Definitely a great month of Christmas music, celebrating Christ, and getting some good information for families here. 7 tips to support your sensitive child through the Christmas season.
All right. Tip number 2 and 3 today. So number 2, allow children to socialize with adults on their own terms. This one's really important, Mike, because for many of us, this was not the way we were raised. But it is really important for our sensitive children and our neurodivergent kids. You may feel like it's important for your child to talk to Auntie Beth, who's visiting from out of town, or to sit on their great-grandma's lap. But if your child doesn't see these people often, interacting with them may be stress-inducing. You can offer greetings and speak on behalf of your child when this is helpful. So, for example, this is your great aunt from Winnipeg, Auntie Beth. Joey might not feel ready to say hi, Auntie Beth. Allow your child to initiate interactions with others when they feel ready. Really, the bottom line is don't make kids hug and kiss relatives that you feel close to, but they barely know.
I totally agree with that 100%.
Yes. Yes.
That's a great tip. Okay.
And that's good for neurotypical kids, too. Yeah. I think that we want to really teach our kids to listen to their bodies, and it's not right for them to hug and kiss people that are strangers to them.
Indeed.
Number 3, allow children to have some choice about how they receive gifts. This is a really good one, Mike. We all vary in how we feel about giving and receiving gifts and how we prefer gift giving to take place. Some of us delight in unwrapping presents in front of everybody, while some of us dread it. It is common for sensitive children to dislike being watched while performing a task or activity. So this can also include unwrapping Christmas gifts. If your child is prone to shyness, self-consciousness, or social anxiety, they may be more comfortable unwrapping gifts privately, one-on-one with the gift giver. Furthermore, for many children with autism, surprises can be anxiety-provoking. Some children may prefer to know what their gifts are ahead of time. So many neurodivergent families have older children actually choose their own Christmas gifts. They know exactly what they're getting on Christmas Day. In other words, there's no surprises, and this works way better for them.
Use what works for your family.
Exactly, and that just because it's always been this way or that's what you love, it's really seeing your child and understanding what they value and feel safe doing.
Nice. Oh, these are really good tips. Thank you so much, Kimberly. We'll continue that discussion next week. EckertCenter.com for somebody listening right now that wants to maybe book an appointment. Real easy to do at the website?
It is EckertCenter.com. And one of the things that listeners may already know, but to emphasize, is we specialize in working with families who have a member with a neurodivergent brain. It's actually some of our favorite clients to work with. And we have a very user-friendly online booking system. You just click the appointment button and it will take you there. And of course, Mike, our conversations, the extended versions, are on our website under our podcast tab.
It's a full website, EckertCenter.com. Thanks so much, Kimberly. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Mike. Have a great day.
Thank you.